The reason I say that is because you're going to see tax levy increases that are very minimal. On average, across the state, under 2%, that magical 2% number, seems to be taking hold in most school districts. That equates to a spending increase of a little over 2.6%. And the way the school districts are keeping their levies down is 97% of them are tapping their fund balance or their savings to the tune of about $1.2 billion statewide in order to keep those levies down below 2%.
So school spending is actually up per student?
It's up slightly. There's been reports of a per student amount and then a district-to-district, year-to-year budget-to-budget amount. We use that amount, and that's an increase of about 2.6% from last year or this current year to next year.
What is different this year compared to last? I know in some of our districts last year, we had some of the budgets rejected.
One big change that has taken place is that in the state budget, there was an inclusion of a thing called either a tax freeze or a tax rebate program. This was very heavily promoted by Governor Cuomo. And what this will do is if a school district stays below its tax cap and is successful in passing that levy, the property taxpayers in that school district are going to get any increase from this tax year to next tax year rebated to them in the form of a rebate check later this year. So in essence, it equates to no property tax increase, assuming the state is going to pick up the difference.
Tim, some have been pretty angry about the whole Common Core where it's so aware of it. Do you think that's going to affect the way the parents will be voting?
I don't know. We do know that the Common Core has been very controversial. The standards themselves seem to be well supported, but there's been a blast of a PR campaign against teacher and principal evaluations, against testing, against the fact that there was a sense of unpreparedness among the students and staff to accommodate these Common Core standards and the Common Core tests. But I haven't seen that kind of negative public relations campaign against the tax levies or attempts budgets. So I'm hopeful that taxpayers and parents can kind of separate those issues and know we're still going to need to have the funding in order to provide a high-quality public education at a price that the community can afford, and know that things are being done in order to improve the rollout and the implementation of the Common Core. But please recognize that our job as school board members is to make sure that every child graduates college and career ready. And we're not backing away from this Common Core. Do we have to do it right? Absolutely. But we want to move forward. We're not interested in a moratorium or rolling backwards.
And what about the frustrations that many board members are feeling regarding policies and how they are able to make decisions or not make decisions at times? Are you looking for some changes from the state legislature on those things?
I don't have high hopes for that, quite honestly. What we have seen is a growing sense of centralization where so much of the agenda is coming down from Washington or Albany and forcing those at the local level, school boards, for example, to undertake someone else's agenda, oftentimes using local resources. So there is a level of frustration and some resentment, but we're going to do our part to make sure that we do what we can locally to make sure that we have a high expectations for our kids, that they have safe schools, they have high-quality teaching force, that the budgets are reasonable and efficient, and that we're staying connected with our communities. No one else is doing that except school boards.
Tim, if you can you weigh in on what's occurred in the city of Buffalo on the Board of Education? We just had the, of course, election.
Well, the people have spoken as far as who they wanted to have on their school board, and what I've read from afar, I know Barbara Nevergold, who's on the board now. I do not know Mr. Quinn or I want to say Ms. Pierce, but what I've read about them, they sound like very bright people. They're dedicated to the community, and I expect that they're going to be terrific school board members. So I have high hopes for this school board. I think it's going to actually be one that's going to do some good work. The relationship with the superintendent has unfortunately been the center of controversy for so long. And there's just a matter of time when a leader such as Pam Brown has to realize that they cannot be the story. If this school district is ever going to move forward, you have to relieve it from some of these horrible controversies and conflicts.
Timothy Creamer, Executive Director of New York State School Boards Association, thank you so much for talking to us about these issues.
My pleasure. Thank you.